James Novak spends most of his days working with mushrooms. He calls himself an amateur mycologist. And when he's not out in a forest hunting for mushrooms, he grows them in his lab in Seattle or processes them for sale to restaurants and home cooks. Just last week, he says he came back from a foray with a 30-pound haul of wild chanterelles.
Probably if they were dry, it might have been more like 20 pounds. But yeah, it was a huge amount of mushrooms. This is such a fantastic year. There are so many mushrooms out there.
The rain is a big part of what's helping create the bumper crop. But earlier this year, Novak says, it seemed we were in for another disappointing fall season.
I was really concerned in the summertime. We were having those long stretches of hot days, but we didn't really have that extreme hot weather. Then we got some good rainfall, too, and now we're getting quite a bit of rain. And if we can just stave off a hard freeze for as long as possible, then the season should go on until probably into December.
Along with chanterelles, Novak knows where to find just about every coveted edible mushroom you could want. And he likes to teach people his secrets through his company, Terra Fleur.
And it's so much fun to see the expression on people's faces, big happy smiles when they find mushrooms. It's a great thing to do. It's nice to expose people to that.
Bushwhacking near North Bend in the woods of Rattlesnake Lake Recreation Area, Novak scans the rich, dark soil on the forest floor. He's looking for the telltale sign of lobster mushrooms, a pea-sized hint of red poking through the underbrush. He pulls out the mother lode.
Is this unbelievable?
Oh, my goodness.
Look at it. Oh, my God. Look how big this is. Is that just too crazy?
How many people would that feed?
A family of five for 2 days.
Its bright red ruffled edges span nearly 12 inches. In addition to the giant lobster and many of its cousins, we bring home baskets full of porcini and chanterelles, as well as a few gypsy mushrooms and puffballs. And along with this bounty, he offers tips on what's safe to eat and what's not.
Any mushroom with spots on it is normally toxic, if not deadly.
Novak is also full of advice on how to cook them. He'll demonstrate some of his favorite techniques tomorrow at the Puget Sound Mycological Society's Wild Mushroom Show in Seattle. Bellamy Palethorpe, KPLU News.